God's anointing, and you are tuned in to the next 2 hours of Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Thank you, Brother Ken, for that great introduction. He always does a great job. You should tune in to his 90-minute show right before ours, Gospel Highlights. And I tell you, that man's got a beautiful voice and a great program. So you need to tune in, and we're glad you've stayed with us on this radio station today. And you're going to enjoy some great songs, great music, and a powerful time in the Word of God today. You are listening to Living the Good Life. I am Pastor Marcia McAllister. Here to my left is Pastor Jim Ellsbury. Good afternoon, Pastor Jim.
Good afternoon, Pastor Marcia.
Oh, wow. Aren't we glad to be here at the station today inside this air conditioning instead of outside?
Oh, praise God.
It's just a little warm out there, don't you think?
Oof. I know, but, you know, there's all that horrible heat wave going on.
Yes.
Up the coast from us.
Right. Clear up Washington and all that. They're
Washington,
really suffering.
New York.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad for us, but still, it's a little warm here today.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, at Beacon of Hope in church today, it was warm. It was full of the Holy Spirit. Would you say?
There it was. There was an anointing there today.
Yes.
And it felt real good.
It felt really good. A powerful time of music and worship and then the word and then praying for the sick. And we're going to talk more about that as we go through this show. Today's show, we are going to talk about the healing power of Almighty God in our lives.
Amen.
And what that means and the different facets of his healing power, how you can tap into it. And the problem that some people have that they can't seem to tap into it. And we're going to talk about some areas in your life that if maybe you get some word on those areas, maybe it will be easier for you to believe God for your healing. But we're just going to talk about how God wants to heal your body, your emotions, all that is you. And so it's going to be an exciting show. I'm so glad we're here. I always look forward to this, Pastor Jim. It's a highlight for me during the week. I mean, it's just fun to do this radio ministry, isn't it?
It is. And I mean, I look forward to the times I get to be on the radio.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, I know when we talked about moving from an hour and a half to 2 hours, we were concerned about being able to fill it up.
Right.
That extra half hour. And that has never been a problem.
Why isn't that a problem, Pastor Jim? Why do you think that is?
Well, besides the fact that we both like to talk.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
but there's so much in the word to talk
about. Yes, isn't there? Wow.
You know, God is never at a loss for words.
Right.
So I think that's a great thing.
And he's got so much to teach us, and that's the purpose of this radio ministry.
Amen.
One thing I love about the radio ministry is it's one thing to preach at church like you and I both do. It's one thing to teach on a Wednesday night, but the radio show gives us an opportunity to really discuss these topics, don't you think?
Yeah, it gives us a chance to kind of go back and forth. And
yeah.
I don't want to play off of each other, but that's not quite what I'm, you know, but
yes.
You know what I mean. I mean, you'll have a scripture and then I think that'll trigger something in me and that'll trigger something in you. And it just kind of goes back and
forth. It does, doesn't it? And we just let the Holy Spirit lead,
Amen.
You know? And for those of you that are maybe new to this radio broadcast, we know Arkansas and Mississippi have been acquired by this radio station, a station up there. So some of you are getting a live feed from this show here in Clearwater, Florida right now, and you may be in the Arkansas or Mississippi radio station listening area. And so you may not know anything about Beacon of Hope. We are a ministry here in Clearwater that actually now is global. And we've been around almost 9 years, getting ready to celebrate our 9th anniversary. Been through a lot of things, been through growth spurts, been through times where people were moving away and losing their jobs, and all kinds of things have happened to our people in these 9 years. And we've lost some, gained some, and all those things that every church goes through.
Mm-hmm.
And some painful times and some wonderful, wonderful times. But it's an exciting new day at Beacon of Hope. And we've turned another corner in our history, and we're seeing a mighty move of God, and we'll talk more about that in a little while. But for those of you that are new to the ministry of Beacon of Hope, we invite you to go to our website. Can you tell them how to find that, Pastor Jim, and what would they find there?
Okay. Well, the website, the web address is www.beaconofhopeministries.com. On the website, you'll find information about the radio show. You can also access prior radio shows.
Yes, isn't that cool?
They're all on the website.
Right.
There's a message from Pastor Marcia. There's information on our services on Sunday morning and Wednesday.
Right.
What we do on Sunday and Wednesday. And also, right on the front page, it's a big announcement about our dedication Sunday, which is next Sunday.
Yes.
We're dedicating our new building.
Right.
Which is, oh, praise God, there's a miracle right there.
That's a miracle. Huge miracle.
Amen.
Yes. And yeah, and I think as we go on in the show, we'll tell them more about the dedication day, but it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And we welcome everybody to come out and join us if you're in the Tampa Bay area. Or if you want to fly in from somewhere, that's
sure.
Okay, too. But it is at 10 o'clock next Sunday. Normally,
yes.
It's 11, our Sunday morning service. Next Sunday, only 10 o'clock, because we have special guests. Kane and Ben, who've been on here on the show different times. They were just here in June again. Mel and James and Dave, and it's a great group. And they're powerful, powerful music, great message in their songs. And they will be leading praise and worship next Sunday morning and doing several of their songs.
Oh, so I get a Sunday.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
God.
It's going to be a great day. So it's going to be fun. So anyway, we've got a lot to talk to you about today. Yes, we hope you will visit our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. I noticed this morning when I was on there checking out the Canaan Band ad that at the very bottom of the homepage, Maxine still has our webmaster still has the warning label. I love that, where it says, warning, this radio show could change your life.
Change your life.
I love that.
And it will.
And it will. So stay tuned. You have time to call a friend. Invite them to join us today on Living the Good Life. We are going to talk about God's healing power today. And I asked Connie, our radio music director, to come up with songs that had to do with healing. And I'll tell you what, Pastor Jim, these are some mm-hmm. mighty anointed songs today. And these songs, listening audience, are going to bless you. We're going to start right off with Jesus, You Are My Healer by Don Moen.
Jesus, Son of God, only You can save me. Suffering on the cross, You gave Your all, willingly paid the cost for me. Now I am free. Trust in Your name, in Your name, Jesus. Lord, Your name is great.
Yes,
a refuge I can run to, a shelter from the storm. Stripes I
Praise God. Jesus, you are my healer. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. If you are ill today, if you have pains in your body, if you're coming up on a surgery, if you have sickness in your body, you have tuned into the right show today because Jesus is our healer. And let faith arise in you as we go through this show. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to start with prayer. Pastor Jim, let's lead us, would you?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you and we thank you that you are a caring and loving God, a God who has shown your love because you gave Jesus not only to die for our sins, but to take our sicknesses, our diseases, all of our hurts and pains upon himself. Jesus, we thank you that you did that. And we thank you that because of your resurrection, now we can tap into your healing. No matter if it's physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever the healing we need, Jesus, we give you thanks and praise that you are the one who heals us. Lord, we just ask that you would reach out to those who are listening. Pour out your spirit upon them, Lord, that they would be able to hear the word, receive the word fully, and receive their healing for whatever the need is. Lord, we give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. When you were praying, Pastor Jim, I just felt this overwhelming sense of God's presence, knowing that there are people out there listening today live and those that will listen on our website at a later date to this show who are sick and who need a touch from God today, whether that be physical or emotional. You know, this morning at the end of the service, when we were praying over different people, one person came up and tears began to run down her face. And she said, my heart is broken. And immediately, I mean, that was different than the people we had been praying for that had physical problems. Mm-hmm. But Jesus heals hearts too, Pastor Jim. Like, you know he does.
I know, like the song we sang this morning.
Yes.
In the presence of Jehovah, there's those lines about healing broken hearts.
Yes.
You know,
troubles vanish, hearts are mended.
Hearts are mended. And that's what, you know, and I honestly believe that's a big part of healing too. Because
yes.
If your heart is not happy, as Proverbs,
right.
You know, a happy heart's good medicine.
That's exactly right.
Well, it goes only to reason. A sad heart.
A broken heart.
A broken heart can make somebody ill.
Absolutely.
You know, it can make you just feel depressed.
Make
you open to diseases. So
exactly.
Sometimes healing has to start on the inside.
Exactly. Oh, I totally agree. Those of you that have just tuned in, we encourage you to call somebody who is ill, somebody who is brokenhearted. This is the show they need to hear today. Isaiah 53, we find it prophesied by the prophet Isaiah 700 or 800 years before Jesus came to this earth and died on the cross. The prophet Isaiah said it, put it in words in Isaiah 53, that the Messiah would come. And Pastor Jim, I wasn't going to start with this passage, but when you were praying, I kept hearing that chorus. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And so in the Message Bible that I'm looking at, I think it's verse 5? But the fact is, it was our pains he carried. He carried our pains. Now, dear listener, grab a pen and a paper. You need to write this down, because if you sincerely want to believe God for healing in your physical body or your emotional level today, which is your soul level, you need to get the scriptures in you and you need to understand what Jesus and what God has already said concerning your healing, that it is his will that you be healed. I mentioned in my sermon this morning that some people actually believe it's God's will that they suffer and that they just get sicker and sicker and curl up and die. And that is not God's perfect will for us. His will is that we be healed.
Amen.
So it says in Isaiah 53:5, but the fact is, it was our pains he carried, our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, meaning Jesus, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sins. He took the punishment that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. You want to read it in your translation? Yeah, you're in King James today?
Well, I can do King James. I can also do Amplified.
Ah, he's got one of those parallel Bibles today. Pastor Jim the Scholar.
Yeah, well.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like to read verses 4 and 5 out of Amplified.
Well, please do.
Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses.
Wow. Say that again. He has borne what?
Our griefs.
Griefs?
Sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses.
Oh, that is excellent.
And carried our sorrows and pains of punishment.
Praise God.
Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy.
Right.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole.
Oh, amen. What stripes are they talking about, Pastor Jim?
Talking about the stripes that was laid upon Jesus' back before his crucifixion.
Yes. When
Pilate had him beaten.
Yes. And what was it about those stripes? What was it? What happened there? Can you explain to our listening audience why that needed to happen?
With each stripe.
Yes.
A disease.
Yes.
A group of diseases was healed.
Right.
Each disease, I mean, under the Old Testament, you taught on this, Pastor, leprosy,
right,
which is a type of sin.
Right.
Under the Old Covenant, there was really no hope. And
right,
what happened is when you got healed of leprosy, which was an incredibly rare occurrence,
right,
you had to make a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the same way, then Jesus becomes that sacrifice for our leprosy.
Yes.
Whatever our disease, disfigurement is, as it says in the Message, whatever that happens to be,
right,
Jesus became that sacrifice. By his wounding,
yes,
we are made whole.
Amen.
Where he was torn, we're put back together.
Praise God. Amen. And that was prophetic 700 or 800 years before Jesus came to this earth and then subsequently died on a cross,
right,
and endured all that pain and suffering for us. So one of the keys to getting your physical healing and your emotional healing, and I put this out today, and you need to write this down on your paper, those of you listening and taking notes. Part of the key to getting healed is understanding that Jesus already took not just your sins in his body on the cross, but he also took your sicknesses, your griefs, your pains, your emotional hangups, your hurt, and all of that. He already took it for you. I mean, it's easy for people, Pastor Jim, to believe that Jesus took our sins. I mean, they've heard it all their lives. You know, Jesus took our sins in his body on the cross.
Right.
But it's almost like a new revelation to a lot of people, don't you think? That he didn't just take sin, he also took
our sickness.
Our sickness, our pain, our griefs, our sorrows, our hang-ups.
Right. And I think when most people read these verses, they don't think too much about the physical. And
right,
sometimes, a lot of times, even the emotional part of the healing.
Yes.
But it's all related back to sin. And there's a whole lot of reasons for that. Just disbelief. Personally, I think the devil likes to put it in people's ears. People have believed the lie.
Right.
And this goes back to something you said just a few minutes ago. Oh, I'm sick for the glory of God.
Right.
You know, and if you're thinking God puts sickness on you, I'm going to start preaching.
Go right ahead.
If you're thinking that God puts,
there's people out there thinking that God does put sickness on them.
And I challenge you, show me in the scripture where
he does not say that.
Sickness upon anyone.
He didn't do it.
Because in the Bible, I mean, what did Jesus do? Did Jesus ever make anybody sick? No.
Right. What did he do?
He healed them all. Scripture says they were all healed. Every time a crowd came to
Amen.
Jesus, they were all healed.
Listening audience, put in your notes right now, Acts 10:38. And it says that Jesus went about doing good while he walked this earth and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. And it does not say, the first part of that verse says how God anointed Jesus. And with healing, with power, and what did he do with that? He did not go around putting sickness on people because they were sinful or bad or mean or nasty or whatever. It only says in Acts 38:10-38 that Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. So let's put the blame where the blame is due, Pastor Jim. Amen. Because I think that God gets a bad rap sometimes.
I fully agree. I fully agree. And sometimes, you know, it's our own issues that cause our sicknesses.
Right.
You overeat.
Right.
You end up with heart problems, diabetes, whatever.
Right.
You know, you drink too much. You're going to end up with liver problems.
He's meddling now, listening audience. Yeah. He's meddling.
Sorry. but those are, I mean, and, you know, and Paul addresses that in Galatians.
Yes.
You sow to the flesh, you're going to reap destruction.
That's right.
And so often it's, you know, people like to blame God for these things, you know, blaming God for even things like AIDS.
Right.
You know, it's a disease. And yeah, it's spread.
Yeah.
And this is where I step on toes. It's spread by sexual intercourse, unprotected sex. And I grew up at the end of the 70s. I know how things were.
Oh, it became an epidemic and it was crazy back then. Yeah.
And, you know, some people would say, well, it's God cursing.
Oh, I know. I've heard that. That's ridiculous.
Cursing gays and all that. And some people say, well, no, it's, you know, it just happened. Well, we all need to take responsibility for our actions.
Right.
And, you know, don't blame God, because God didn't make, you know, God didn't make this plague.
Right.
I mean, it's a natural consequence. Some people will say, well, what about the judgments like in Revelation?
Right.
In the book of Revelation. Don't go there. but if you really read it, a lot of that is man's own thing.
Right.
You know, it wasn't God cursing. It's just, it's an outcome of what we've done to ourselves.
Absolutely.
And yet we tend to blame God for it. And if we do that, we're never going to get healed, because we're blaming the one who can heal us for making us ill.
Amen. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 8 that the devil is a liar and the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love to expose the tricks and the lies of the devil, Pastor Jim. You know I do. I'm all the time making a big deal of that, because people are beat up by the devil in their minds. They are beat up thinking, oh, I did this and this and this, and now I'm going to die of cancer. No. You know, you live in a world where, yes, there are viruses, yes, there are diseases, yes, there are germs flying around. And also, emotionally, cancer has been linked with bitterness, unforgiveness, you know, lack of being willing to settle things with people. So there are a lot of reasons why diseases and pains come on all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, me, I woke up yesterday morning. I could not hardly get out of bed. My back was killing me. But it was because on Friday, when Michelle and I were, she was actually laying the floor in the new kitchen, but I was lifting boxes and doing all the stuff, you know, and carrying stuff I probably shouldn't have been carrying. So what? I suffered for a little while. But once I got up and started, you know, moving around the room, I was fine. But it was my own doing that caused. I know not to lift some of the stuff I was lifting. And we so often do things that bring on the pain, the suffering, the disease, and yet we blame God. Oh, God, why are you doing this to me? You're mad at me, you know, and all that kind of awful stuff.
Well, and I think part of that can be part of that particular theory, if you will, as to why, you know, as to healing, why people don't get healed, is in John chapter 9. The blind man. Well, the disciples, who apparently were slightly deceived at that moment.
Well, they didn't know either.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't know.
Who sinned? This man or his parents?
Right.
Why is he blind?
Yes. Good point.
You know, Jesus said neither. But this has happened for the glory of God. And it wasn't the glory of God that the man was blind. The glory of God came when Jesus healed the blind man.
Amen. Amen. And so in Jesus, we see the absolute atonement for our sins and our sickness, that he did this. He willingly did this. I find it interesting. Let's go back to Psalm 103. Those of you that have your Bibles, turn over there for a moment. Psalm 103 was written by David, the psalmist David. Now, this was before Jesus came to this earth. This is before the Messiah. Okay. But yet David had, and so did so many of the Old Testament heroes, had a revelation that God was their healer. You know, the first revelation of that was actually Exodus 15:26, when God said to Moses, tell the people, I am Jehovah
Rophe. I am the Lord that heals you.
I am the Lord that heals you. I pronounce it Rapha, but I guess it's Rophe, isn't it, really, in Hebrew? Okay, and that's Exodus 15:26, where it's the first time that God says, I am your healer. Okay, I am the God that heals you. And I love that chorus. You were playing it earlier today. You are the God that healeth me. Oh, I love that. And I think that's a Don Moen song, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. I love that chorus. And when we look at David back in Psalm 103, prior to Jesus coming to this earth, dying on a cross, prior to Isaiah the prophet saying Jesus was going to come, the Messiah, David had a revelation, and I'm sure it came from the teachings of Moses, where God said to Moses, I'm your healer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and look what he did with Abraham, you know, as old as he was, and Sarah as old as she was, and yet they conceived and had a child at 90 and 100.
There's a healing.
There's a healing.
Well, and also, I mean, the Lord, even as back with Rachel. He healed Rachel.
Oh, that's right.
So that
Rachel.
She could give birth.
Yes. Well, and look at the children of Israel, Pastor Jim. They walked around the same mountain for 40 years. But it says in Deuteronomy that, you know, their shoes didn't wear out and all the stuff. God took care of them.
Exactly.
And you know that healing was flowing there, even though they had sinned and messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And some people out there, you may be one of those that thinks, I've got to live a perfect life if I'm going to have God heal my body. No, that's not what the word says. The word says that the absolute thing you got to do is you got to believe.
Right.
You got to believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You got to receive his healing. And we're going to talk more about that on this show today. Psalm 103. I love this. Verse 1. Oh, my soul, bless God. That's David's words. Psalm 103, verse 1. Oh, my soul, bless God. That's David saying to his soul, which is your emotional level. Mm-hmm. Bless God. Bless God, you know? And I heard recently a song that just was such a blessing. My son Mark gave me this CD. And on it, it was, encourage yourself in the Lord. Remember, I brought it in one Sunday morning. When you're feeling discouraged, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling sick and beat up, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. David did that. David knew how to do that. Here's a clue right here. How do you do it? You say to your soul, I'm going to bless God.
Bless God.
I may not feel like it. I bless here in the original Hebrew, the word is?
Barak.
Barak. And like our president, actually, is spelled the same way, B-A-R-A-K. Barak. And it means to kneel, to bless as an act of adoration. That's what Barak means. I'm not giving a political spiel here at all. That's just what the word B-A-R-A-K in Hebrew means. And I love this. Oh, my soul, bless God from head to toe. I'll bless his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. Pastor Jim, don't we forget the times that God heals that cut rather quickly, or God heals that headache that we have, or the stomach ache? Don't we tend to forget those
right.
times of
right.
healing? Why is that? I mean, what happens to us as humans? I mean, we just...
We tend to be forgetful, a little ungrateful.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, and things just kind of slip from our memory. But yeah, I like this. Forget, and in the Amplified it says, and forget not one of all his benefits.
Not one of all his benefits.
And sometimes maybe we, and I, you know, I'm not good at this either, but maybe we just need to write down, you know, July 25th, healed of a headache.
Oh, I believe we need to. We do that at Beacon, don't we?
Outlook. Yeah, we do with our little, with a praise list.
Yes, we do. And why do we do that?
So that we can go back and see that, you know, we have the prayer list now, we also have the praise list. Well, we got a lot of prayers that ended up in praises.
Absolutely. Most of them. Most of them.
Or
else it's happening. It's in the process. And that's so cool. We can go back and see God, the praises. And so let's look at 103:3. And you want to read 3 through 5, I think, Pastor Jim, in whatever translation you want to. I'll just let you be the judge.
Do the Amplified.
Amplified. Right. All right. 103:3. This is Psalms 103:3.
who forgives every one of all your iniquities,
mm-hmm.
who heals each one of all your diseases.
Wait a minute. Heals
I
each
knew I wouldn't get past that
one.
Verse.
All right, go on and we'll come
each
back to that.
Each one of all your diseases.
Each one of all your diseases. Listening audience, say it with me. He heals each one of all my diseases. Let's do that one more time. He heals each one of all my diseases. Okay, go ahead, Pastor Jim.
Who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation with good so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Exactly. We just had a call in, a prayer request. Is she on the line? Okay, we'll just take that right now. And any of the rest of you that have a prayer need during this show today, call in and our engineer will let us know when that happens. Our internet, the email thing is not working today. They had a lightning strike last night. So the only way that you're going to be able to call in your prayer request today instead of email like you often do is 727-441-3000, 441-3000. You can call in your prayer request today and Bill will make sure they get to us. Holly, are you on the line?
I am.
How are you, girl?
Marcia, how are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Well, I received a call from my family's up in Chicago, and I received a call from my nephew that my younger brother is, as we speak, in surgery for repair of a burst brain aneurysm.
Oh, my. That's huge.
It's huge. Before, when the doctor came down to get the permission from my sister-in-law, he said that at that point in time, my brother was brain dead.
Oh, my. Okay.
But that if they did the surgery, they felt that they could bring him back and give him a fairly good life.
Okay.
So I'm just calling in and asking everybody to pray.
Absolutely. And we will do that right now. Pastor Jim, what's his first name, Holly?
Neil.
And he's your younger brother?
He's my younger brother.
Okay. And we are so glad you called in. And Pastor Jim, would you pray here? And Holly, we are so grateful that you took the time to call in because that's what we need to do is prayer of agreement together,
Amen.
You know?
Prayer changes things. It's the only thing that does change.
Amen.
Things.
And we want to hear.
And prayer heals, just as you're speaking.
Yes, absolutely.
As I was listening, as I was waiting for you to pick up my call.
Yeah.
Prayer heals.
Absolutely.
And the prayer of the righteous doesn't go void.
Amen. We have seen so much. We're in a season of healing again at Beacon of Hope, and we were this morning, and just tremendous things were going on. And so this is just an extension of that, and we thank God for Neil. And Pastor Jim, you want to pray a powerful prayer right now? And Holly, God bless you, and would you let us know, his progress in the next few days? Would you do that?
I will certainly do that.
Just send it to prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com, and it comes to Pastor Jim, me, and the prayer team. So, okay?
I will most certainly do that.
All right. God bless you. Holly, go ahead, Pastor Jim.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We lift Neil up to you right now. Lord, we know that you are his healer. Father, we know that you are the Lord, his healer. And in Jesus' name, Father, we pray in agreement because
Amen.
You promise that where two or more agree as touching any
yes.
one thing,
yes.
it will be done for them. And we claim that promise now for Neil. Father, we pray
Amen.
That his brain would be made whole.
Yes, hallelujah.
We pray for the healing of that aneurysm
Amen.
In the name
right
of Jesus.
Right now, in Jesus' name.
And Father, let there be no permanent damage from
Praise
that in
God.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
We pray that there would not be any damage from the blood flow, no damage from the surgery, Father. In
Amen.
Jesus' name, Lord, we see his brain made whole in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for lifting him up. And where this attack of Satan came, Father, we know that greater is he who is in us than
Amen.
He that is in the world.
Amen.
And we stand against this in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Oh, Father, we give you thanks and praise for his healing.
Ooh.
We speak those things that are not as though they were. And we rejoice that you have healed Neil in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. We're in agreement. Praise God. And thank you, Holly, for calling in. Those out there that have a prayer request today, we invite you to call in, and Bill will make sure that that information gets to us. You can leave a message with him, or you can just call in. It's also toll-free if you are out of state, out of the country. Toll-free number, 1-866-826-1340. I'm going to say those numbers again. 727-441-3000 and toll-free 1-866-826-1340. All right, so we welcome you to do that. And we have a couple other prayer requests we're going to talk about in a little while that have already called in today, Pastor Jim, and I told them we would have special prayer for them on this show, and they are listening today. So we thank Holly for calling, and let's go on. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have to say about all that? Go ahead, right where you were.
I'd read
Psalm 103, verses 3 through 5.
3, 4, 5. Who forgives everyone of all your iniquities, who heals each one of all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness
Amen.
And tender mercy.
Amen. We'll take that.
Amen. Who satisfies your mouth,
yes.
your necessity and desire of at your personal age and situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles,
Ooh.
Strong, overcoming, and soaring.
It's good to have your youth renewed like the eagle, isn't it?
I just had a birthday fairly
That's
large.
That's right,
fairly
you
big one.
Did. Fairly big one,
And
yeah.
I'm just claiming this verse for me. You know, I need my youth renewed. So.
Amen. You know, birthdays are just a number.
I know.
And yours happens to be a speed bump or something like that.
Yeah, mine happens to be the speed limit.
But you know what? That's good. 5-5 is God's grace, double grace. And it doesn't matter how old we get. I say that now. I can say that since I'm a little older than you. Anyway, it does not matter, because God does renew our youth like an eagle, and he does heal our diseases, and this is his job. This is what he does. Praise God. And David knew that. Go ahead.
Well, and I just saw this, you know, who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation with good.
Yes.
So often I think people are dissatisfied.
Yes.
With where they're at. And, you know, God says, just rest in me. Just rest in me. Just trust in me. And in Isaiah, just hope in the Lord. And look what he's going to do. He's going to renew you like the eagle.
Amen.
And, you know, that's important, too. And that touches on the healing, too, because sometimes our dissatisfaction, you know, we just get worn down
right.
with that. And, again, that opens you up to, you know, various stress-related diseases.
Sure.
But just God says just rest, and just I'm going to satisfy you with right where you're at.
Amen. It all comes around to peace, you know, mm-hmm. and Jesus kept saying he was peace. He brought peace.
Well,
and he came to bring peace.
Right, and the Hebrew word for peace, of course, is shalom,
mm-hmm.
which means so much more than just peace. It
right.
means wholeness.
Yes.
You know, and there's one of the covenant names of God from Judges with Gideon was, you know, Yahweh Shalom, the Lord, my peace.
Amen.
And sometimes we just need that peace, but it's not just peace, it's wholeness.
Amen.
Which relates so much to healing.
Absolutely. Because a lot of times, and in medical science will tell you this, a lot of disease is rooted in emotional stuff,
mm-hmm.
emotional hang-ups and problems and unresolved issues and unforgiveness and so forth. And those things need to be settled. And God does bring healing physically to us as we begin to emotionally get things straightened out.
Amen.
So we are excited about the healing that God is bringing. Listen to this next song by Aaron Jeffrey, Heal Me.
It's another good to see you Sunday morning. Oh, I hardly hear the words roll off my tongue. I'm looking in myself for signs of something that's long gone. Oh, I stumble through a verse that says you love me. As the voices echo, my thoughts drift away. And I close my eyes ashamed, I'm feeling nothing. And I pray, heal me, heal these eyes, heal this heart, heal my mind, breathe your breath of life, heal me, awake my soul from this sleep, give me back the joy of when I first believed, heal me. Myself to warm my day's indifference. When my eyes are everywhere but fixed on you, I don't have the strength to overcome this distance, but you do. Joy of when I first believed, heal me.
God, praise God, heal me, mighty God. Whatever is going on in you right now, physically, emotionally, God wants you healed during this show. I am so convinced of it. We just had a call from my wonderful, wonderful, very, very, very close friend, Joan Tungate in Indiana, who was a part of my church. She and her husband and her children, grandchildren, and relatives, and tons of relatives. Pastor Jim, you wouldn't believe this family. They had a ton of relatives and still do. And Joan is one of my closest, dearest friends, and I got the email this morning from her daughter, Dani, that Joan is going to have to undergo some serious, serious surgery on Tuesday coming up. And she is one of those I was referring to a few minutes ago that I know God wants to touch her today. And whether we go through surgeries or not, that does not mean that we're not, that God is not working in our physical body, right, Pastor Jim?
Amen.
And so often people feel that if they take medicine or they go to a doctor, that that shows lack of faith. And that is not it at all. God uses doctors. He uses surgeons. And right now, Joan, my dear friend, we pray for you in the name of Jesus. Pastor Jim, give me your hand right now. We agree in prayer for Joan in Indiana. Lord, you know what is going on in her physical body and the damage that has occurred in her neck and in these vertebrae and her discs. And Lord, right now, this is a huge surgery coming up, and we know it, and we know it's serious, God, but we know that you are our healer. And Lord, we have seen you heal over and over again in all so many lives. Even this morning at Beacon of Hope, the healing anointing was flowing mightily. So God, right now, we reach out across the miles up there to Indiana, and in the name of Jesus, Joan, we speak healing to your body, that if you do go through the surgery on Tuesday, that the doctor's hands are guided, that they have wisdom, that they will absolutely do what needs to be done. There will not be damage to your vocal cords or to your muscles in your neck or any other potential issues. We speak healing over you, Joan, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare that you are the healed one and that Jesus already took this neck injury in his body on the cross. He already bore it, Joan. Every bit of pain, every bit of discomfort, every bit of problems, potential problems, he already took those for you. You are the healed one, and God bless you right now, and be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. I would have had her speak on the air, but she wanted to not do that. She's having a lot of issues right now. So Joan, just know how much we love you, and we're so glad you called in. Pastor Jim, I really want to talk for a moment about some of the issues that keep people from being healed. One of the great classic books of all time that we used to sell in my bookstore, and Joan, I'm sure you have a copy of this, is E.W. Kenyon's book, Jesus the Healer. E.W. Kenyon went to be with the Lord the year I was born, so that's like a long time ago. And he was a powerful a preacher and teacher of the word, and he taught that Jesus did take all this on him. And just what we've been saying right here. And he said, and I read it last night, Pastor Jim, he said that a lot of times people don't receive their healing because they feel unworthy. And I want you to comment on that right now. And what did E.W. Kenyon mean by that? And what can we do, all of us, to get over that so that we can receive everything God has for us?
Well, the good news is none of us are worthy.
Oh, praise God. There you go. Well, he just...
Well, you know,
no,
we've all
that's
sinned.
A good point.
We've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. On our own, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're not worthy. But we have a God who loves us.
Amen.
Enough that he gave his son to shed his blood for our sins. By the blood of Jesus, we are made worthy.
Absolutely.
Only, you know... Nothing we can do to become worthy. We accept by faith the grace of God, and we become his righteousness.
Amen.
You know, Jesus took our unrighteousness that we could take his righteousness. Therefore, we are worthy.
Yes.
Yeah, we've all done things in our lives that we're ashamed of.
Right.
But you know what? The blood of Jesus doesn't just cover it.
Right.
The blood of Jesus washes it completely away.
You know, you just said that. We're in Psalm 103, and you got to look on down here in David's words, and I'm not sure if it's about verse 10 or so. He says, as far as the sun rises from the sunset, or in the translation I memorized it in, New American Standard,
as far as the east is from the west,
he has separated us from our sins. What does it say there?
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And you know what? You can keep going east.
Right.
Forever. And you can keep going west forever. You know, you can only go so far north before you start heading south again.
Right.
And you can only go so far south before you head north again.
Right.
But you can keep going east or west.
Right. Just keep going in a circle.
That's how far away God has taken our sins.
Woo! And he doesn't remember. You know, I've heard it taught, and I've taught it myself for years, that so often we go and we say, oh, God, I'm not worthy to receive this healing because I did this and I did that, and I haven't been reading my Bible, and I'm just a mess, and I'm just this. And especially when we say specific things like, you know, God, you know, I did this and this, you know. And then he responds, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't remember it.
Now, why would he say, I don't remember it?
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That sin's
gone.
Mm-hmm. Not just covered.
It's gone.
I mean, under the old
covenant. Buried in the deepest sea.
Yeah. Under the old covenant. Every year, all those sins on the Day of Atonement were just pushed back another year.
Yeah.
When Jesus died on the cross, every sin that had ever been committed and would ever be committed. Oh, praise God.
Praise God. You're going to preach, I can tell.
I just get chills when I think. Because I think, I mean, I know my own sinfulness.
Right.
And I know all the things I've done.
Yes.
And yet, Jesus took every last one of them.
And all he asks of us is to claim it, stand on it, to believe it, and to accept it.
Right. 1 John chapter 1. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from every sin.
Amen.
And, you know, some translations say all, which is kind of general. But the Greek word there also means every individual sin.
Praise God.
His blood has cleansed us. So unworthiness does not have to be a problem.
Amen.
Because, like I said, in Jesus,
right,
we are made worthy.
But see, the devil comes and tricks people, Pastor Jim, and he lies. He's the liar and the father of lies. And he comes and he says, you can't get healed because you have this in your past. You did this, or you messed up over here, or you hurt these people, or you did this, you did that, whatever the case may be. And we have got to get bold and say, wait a minute, devil, you're a liar, and I don't receive that. I am as worthy to receive as anybody because of what Jesus did on the cross for me.
And if it's a sin that maybe, because Satan would like to bring past sins up, of
absolutely.
Course. All right. You know what? God, forgive me in the name of Jesus. It's covered. It's
right.
Washed away by
it's
the
gone.
Blood. You can't harass me with that one anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, he's not called the accuser of the brethren for nothing.
Oh, amen.
So.
Amen. You know, I was just remembering, Joan, back in one of our praise celebrations at Cornerstone Ministry in Newcastle those years. I remember one night on a Sunday night, and I don't know whose friends these were, but some beautiful black girls showed up, Joan, and you'll remember this. And there was like three or four of them. I don't know who they were related to or where they came from, but they got up on the platform to sing. And they started to sing in that beautiful black way that our beautiful black brothers and sisters sing, which I miss so much because we used to have a lot of that at Beacon of Hope, and we don't right now. And we welcome that back. You know, I love that black gospel. But they started to sing, and Joan, I hope you and Leonard remember this. Oh, the blood of Jesus. And that's all they were singing. They did not come prepared to sing some fancy song like everybody else was singing. They got up and sang that old, oh, the blood of Jesus. And somebody out there is going, don't sing, Pastor, please don't sing. But I have to make the point here. Oh, the blood of Jesus. And it just started, Pastor Jim, this thing, the whole church came down with this. Oh, the blood of Jesus, because that is what it is. That's all they were singing. They were not singing a bunch of words. They were not singing a song that had a story to it. They were just singing, oh, the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, people were getting set free. And that's what it's about. It's about, oh, the blood of Jesus.
And, you know, I'm thinking of the song, there's power in the blood.
Power in the blood. Oh, that was one of our favorites at Cornerstone.
Know, it's.
Yes.
That's why Satan hates that so
Amen.
Much. He despises that sacrifice.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, Jesus took his blood before the Father, and the Father said, it's enough.
It's enough.
It's enough. For all eternity, it's enough.
Amen.
And that is such a freeing thing, because so many people are crippled by what's happened in their past that they can't accept.
Right.
It's hard for them to accept anything from God. Sometimes people say, well, God can't forgive me for this or this or this. There's only one unforgivable sin, and we're not going to go there.
Right.
But, you know, I don't care. I mean, I've had a pretty checkered past. There was a time when I was so mad at God that, I mean, I ran away.
Right.
But, and did some things, you know, horrible things.
Well, don't tell us,
I'm
thanks.
Not,
spare
not.
Us.
But praise God.
Right.
He forgave me.
And look at you now. You're right in the center of God's will and teaching and preaching the truth that you can be set free mm-hmm. and you can be healed and you can accept what Jesus did on the cross. And that's what it's all about.
Amen.
I really do want to punch holes in the devil's arsenal here today with the area of unworthiness. And I want people to realize you are worthy. What we have been saying here in the last 15 minutes is you are worthy because of what Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
Not because you're perfect or you're a goody two shoes or you got it all together or you have memorized two-thirds of the Bible. It has nothing to do with any of that. It is a faith declaration where you accept the finished work of Jesus on the cross, not just as your Savior. Now, Pastor Jim, you said something to me earlier when that song was playing. The people seem to have an easier time to believe that Jesus took their sins by faith than they do that he took their sicknesses. Do you want to address that?
Well, yeah. It's easier to believe, okay, Jesus took my sins.
Right.
But when we pray for healing, we expect to see results.
Right.
And sometimes people are afraid to pray for healing because they say, well, what if God doesn't do anything? What if the person doesn't get healed?
Exactly.
Well, to that I would say, A, how do you know the person
right.
didn't get healed?
Right.
And B, sometimes the manifestation of the healing may take a little while.
Right.
I mean, I believe we pray for somebody, we pray in agreement
right.
like we have already on this show.
Yes.
The healing's done.
It's done.
It's done. The manifestation, you know, the devil's going to try and hold up that manifestation.
Sure.
And there's a battle that goes on
there
sometimes.
There is a battle. Oh.
Like in the book of Daniel. Daniel
yes.
had to wait 21 days.
For, right.
You know, for his prayer to get answered.
Right.
Because there was war in the heavenlies
right.
over it. And that's, I just believe that's what happens with the prayer of healing. I mean, some people, their faith is great enough that, boom, it happens.
Right.
But remember those people that Jesus prayed for, the one man who was blind. It took, you know, he wasn't quite there. It took twice.
Yes.
First time, you know, Jesus said, what do you see? And he says, I see men like trees walking.
Yeah.
So unless he was in Middle Earth, you know, seeing the Ents from
right.
Middle Earth, which he wasn't.
Right.
But then Jesus prayed for him again, and his sight was restored.
He was restored.
Sometimes it does take just a little longer, and that's no reason not to pray for healing.
Exactly.
You know?
And God can use doctors, surgeons,
right.
medicine. Last year, Kim was at church this morning, and we love her so much, and she's a young mother of very young, 30 or early 30s, and Kim last year was diagnosed with lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma, all through her body. And it was very, very bad, and a bad diagnosis and a bad prognosis. And here she was this morning standing there, and we were declaring, and it's true, she doesn't have any cancer in her body any longer. Did she go through chemo? Yes. And did God get her through the chemo? Yes.
Amen.
But her prognosis before that chemo was very bad. And here she is, stands a year later, totally healed. There is no cancer in her body. Mark, a guy in our church last year with the fourth stage cancer on his face. They were going to have to take half of his face. And when they, you know, there was a lot of prayer that went up for Mark. And when they did go into the surgery, I was there in the waiting room, you know, when he was in surgery and then with his mother. And then we went in to see him and all that. And they just have, he has a 7, a scar on his cheek, a 7. They got in there and they ran and did tests as he was on the operating table. And the cancer cells were gone. And they did not have to take half his face. He only has a scar that's in the shape of a 7, which is kind of cute. And we all think he's cute anyway. So, you know, God is healing. He's healing today, Pastor
Amen.
Jim. This is for today.
Amen. And there's the other. There's
Go
and
ahead.
This is more of a doctrinal thing.
Go ahead.
You know, but some people have believed the lie that those gifts passed away.
Right.
You know, when John put that last period in the book of Revelation,
right,
the gifts
that was the
stopped.
End of it.
And yet anybody who honestly studies church history,
right,
like me, like geeky old me.
Like geeky you. Yeah.
The gifts, you read it through all
right.
the church fathers.
Sure. It didn't end.
Through the Middle Ages.
It didn't end.
It never ended. God was always reaching out to heal. There's nothing in the Bible, there's no place in the Word that says, okay, well, okay, at the end of, one, you know, January 1st, 100 A.D., they're going to stop, okay?
We need to come back to that point in our next segment. Praise God. We're glad you're joining us today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope. We got to do this station identification for a couple seconds. Don't go anywhere.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Praise God. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister alongside Pastor Jim Ellsbury. And what a blessing you are. You've been with us almost 2 years now. Pastored in Chicago, came down here, moved down here by faith, knowing that God was leading you here, not knowing why. You found us on the web and showed up one day when we were in our little hotel room in Dunedin.
Howard Johnson in Dunedin.
Yeah, after the truck ran through our church in April of 08. And we've been in storage ever since until May of this year when you got kind of fed up with some conditions that were going on at the hotel where we were meeting. And one Sunday morning when I wheeled Jeannie in for church, you said, we have got to get serious about praying and believing God to get out of this place. And not that they were bad to us. They were wonderful to us. That hotel was great at the Executive Inn. But God, we knew God had a place for us. Mm-hmm. And we are in our new space.
And that very day when we got
that
serious.
That very day. We found it that afternoon.
Yeah, boom.
Michelle and Catherine found it. And because we entered into prayer of agreement on May 16th of this year of 2010. And by May 31, we had started the move. And 2 weeks later, we were moving. And God has done mighty things, mighty things. It's just incredible. It's wonderful. It's a blessing. We're so glad that it's really been June and July of putting this all together. Mm-hmm. And for those out there that aren't going to be able to visit us physically, we want to tell you that what God provided for us was brand new. I mean, God doesn't cut any corners here. Brand new space in a beautiful shopping center, a few doors down from where we were meeting.
Yeah.
3700 Almerton is our new address, and it's in the same plaza with some great restaurants like Little Greek, which we love that. Mm-hmm. Papa John's, we love that. Five Guys, hamburgers. Ooh.
Pancheros.
Pancheros, your favorite.
My favorite.
Uh-huh. Burger King is beside us. And so we have great restaurants and some other businesses right there.
And it's great because, praise God, we didn't have to move very far.
Right.
Because we're right on Almerton.
Yes, great location.
Just not too far from the Howard Franklin Bridge.
Right.
So, and not too far from U.S. 19. So
275.
You know,
oh,
praise
yes.
Praise God. It's just...
Across the street from Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, amen. God has put us in such an accessible
spot.
It's
wonderful, isn't it? I mean, in all the restaurants, too.
And it's just wonderful the way that God
works. It's miracles. We got the space with just drywall and cement floor. That's it. And a beautiful new ceilings, brand new. So we've had to do it all. We did not have the money to do the build out. God has provided every single step along the way. It is all paid for. Everything that we've done has been paid for as we go. We have no bills hanging out there. It's all paid for.
Isn't God wonderful?
We have beautiful carpeting that was just put down this past week. The painted walls, Michelle and her friend Bruce built the entryway, the office, the kitchen. We have, you know, our platform there, the musical instruments again come out of storage.
Praise God.
Oh, it's just so, so exciting, isn't it? And amen. God is doing great things. And one thing I want to announce right now is that next Sunday is our dedication day. And some of you that listen to this show will not be able to be there physically in person. You could send a greeting by way of just send it to me, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. That would be nice to hear from our listening audience. You can also send an offering, a gift of some type, and you go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, and go to PayPal and send a gift, and that would be wonderful as we get started on this new adventure. So next Sunday, we have Canaan Band that's going to be there live and lead praise and worship and have a great time and great music. But we are also doing something else besides dedicating our new space and besides having family dinner day, which means we bring all this food and we sure have fun and set up tables and eat together. There is something else very, very special, and I want to announce to our listening audience that next Sunday, Pastor Jim, here beside me, and Michelle Cardinal, who you all know from the radio show. Michelle and Catherine are on a lot. Michelle Cardinal and Pastor Jim both have the call of God on their lives to pastor, have felt that God has been leading them to be in leadership at Beacon of Hope. I have recognized the callings and the gifts upon their lives. They have graciously agreed to become the new associate pastors at Beacon of Hope, and I will remain on as senior pastor, and Pastor Jim and Pastor Michelle will be moving into that role next Sunday, and we will pray over them, and it's an exciting day. And, oh, you got that? Yeah, go ahead, Bill. All right. Okay. We had a sound effect just happen. That's pretty cool. Thank you, engineer. And so, yes, we are excited about Pastor Jim and Pastor Michelle joining me in this work. We have a lot to get done for the kingdom of God, Pastor Jim. And, you know, we need a lot of hands. We need a lot of harvest hands helping and reaching out. Amen. And we got a lot to get done in this time that God has left us here on this earth. Got a lot to do. So I welcome the two of you next Sunday, and we're going to pray over you and dedicate you to the Lord and to the calling that God has given you. Pastor Jim did pastor in Chicago for a number of years, so he's got the experience, and Michelle feels that call of God on her life, and they've both been in training with me for a while and getting ready for this big day. So August 1st, next Sunday, 10 o'clock instead of 11, this one week only, 10 o'clock next Sunday morning. If you're in the Tampa Bay area or you want to fly in, that's great.
Yeah.
10 o'clock at...
We're real convenient to the St. Pete Clearwater Airport.
We are. We're right around the corner from the St. Pete Clearwater Airport, so you could easily fly in for service and lunch. Anyway, so that's next Sunday. Great things are happening. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor Jim, I'd like for you real quick before we do our next song, tell them about the prayer team and how they can access the prayer team and get a request out there. And also, if you just tuned in, we are taking calls of people who need prayer specifically today. You can call in at 727-441-3000 or toll free 866-826-1340. Those are the call letters at the station here. 866-826-1340. Pastor Jim, talk about prayers at Beacon.
Yeah, we have a prayer ministry at Beacon of Hope. And if you need prayer, we have an email address. You just send it to prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com.
Amen.
And that comes to me, to Deb and Alice in Texas, to Pastor Marcia and to Connie. And whoever picks it up first, we usually end up writing a prayer for everybody to pray. And then we send it out to our prayer warriors.
Amen.
And through that, we have seen God move. We have seen God act in miraculous ways.
Absolutely.
And it's a great ministry because it's a way to get people who really want to pray for you to pray for you.
Absolutely.
And it's great. So that address again is prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. You can also go to the website, beaconofhopeministries.com. There's a link there also that you can link.
So we invite you. Send your prayer requests in. We had three or four already today.
Yeah.
So it's a daily thing. Sometimes there's tons in one day. Sometimes we go a day or two, it seems like, and then they just hit again.
Right.
So it's just as people have needs. We have a great new song right here. Find Acts chapter 28 in your Bible. And let's hear Michael W. Smith sing Healing Rain.
Healing rain is coming down, is coming nearer to this old town. Rich and poor, weak and strong, it's bringing mercy, it won't be long. Tears of joy and tears of shame, awash forever in Jesus' name.
God, God's healing rain. Let it come all over you right now as you hear the word for the next several minutes at the rest of our show here on Living the Good Life. Acts 28, I've been teaching the book of Acts. We decided this morning, it's been about 3 months, maybe longer, you think? I don't know, but we are finally at the last chapter in the book of Acts. I have thoroughly enjoyed teaching it. I've taught the book of Acts different times through the years, but this has just really been a blessing. And here we are in chapter 28. Last week in chapter 27 of Acts on the show, we talked about how Paul and his companions had a huge shipwreck, and how God had promised Paul that everybody, all 276, would be saved and not die in the ocean and with all that terrible, terrible storm. If you missed last Sunday's show, I tell you, it was incredible. It was, the anointing was so strong, like it is today. And you need to go back, go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, click on it, and you can hear the whole show from last week. We have them up the very next day or sometimes the same evening as soon as they're done, thanks to our great engineer, Bill. Yes. So here we are, Acts 28. And here Paul and the gang have all shipwrecked on the Isle of Malta. Actually, there is a place in Malta called St. Paul's Bay, where tradition says that Paul shipwrecked. And Malta is there still to this day. It's a small island near Greece, Sicily. It's only 20 miles long, 12 miles wide. Now, this is where they landed, and it was cold. They were soaked to the bone. I'm in about verse 3 of Acts 28. Paul pitched in and helped because they decided to build a bonfire. He began to gather up bundles of sticks, but when he put it on the fire, a snake. Woo! A poisonous snake. A venomous snake, it says. A viper, roused from its sleep by the heat, struck Paul's hand and held on. Now, it's like, you got to be kidding. You know, can you imagine Paul going, I just came through a huge shipwreck. I've been out on the open sea for days and days, you know, and here I am. I'm just building a fire and helping out. And sometimes, Pastor Jim, we think, look, God, what's going on here? Why do I have this happen to me?
Well, and I'll tell you why.
Well, oh, thank you very much, my friend.
I mean, we've seen this, I know, in both of our lives.
Yes.
God blesses us, and you know that just riles the devil.
Oh, the devil can't stand it.
So what'll happen is the devil will try and sneak in to do anything he can to derail what blessing God just gave you.
Right.
You know, anything he can do, because here, Paul spoke in faith to those people on the ship and said, wait a minute, I saw, you know, angel told me this is what's going to happen. None of us are going to be lost.
Right.
And the centurion who was bound to Paul had to stop the captain of the ship from, you know, from killing the prisoners.
Right.
Because he believed what Paul said. And sure enough, boom, miraculously, all 276 of them were saved.
Praise God.
All 276.
All of them.
Nobody died in this shipwreck.
Exactly.
Well, you know that had to make the devil mad. And it's almost like he has to thinks he has to retaliate.
Exactly. And this may be why some of you out there are going through some sickness and problems in your life right now. The devil's just attacking you. Go ahead.
Right. And so, and it's so great. I mean, you know, you don't see that Paul just, you know, you don't see that he went nuts.
Right.
You know, you know, it just says, okay, he just shook it off.
He shook it off.
He just said, okay, whatever, go away. In Jesus' name, you know.
Right.
And he just shook it off and went on doing what he needed to do.
Right.
And I praise God for that, because that's an example that I don't follow often enough, okay? You know, things are going good, and then, boom, something happens.
Right.
And part of our fallen human nature is we kind of like to wallow in that kind of stuff.
Right.
And Satan knows that. Well, we need, and you know, there was
a woe is me.
Yeah, and it was an inspiration to me this morning. I got to thinking about that and kind of meditating on it.
Did you?
I need to be more like Paul, just...
Shake it off.
In Jesus' name, shake it off. And then the people of the island figured, okay, he's done something horrible.
Right.
And now they expected him to swell up and die.
Right.
And in a sense.
And in a natural, he should have.
In the natural, he should have. But you know what?
Yeah.
Paul believed the promise.
Amen.
Out of Mark, snakes aren't going to hurt you.
Exactly.
And the townspeople, I think, are kind of symbolic of our friends, acquaintances, because, okay, especially, well, sometimes, and unfortunately, sometimes even our saved friends and acquaintances.
Right.
Oh, so you had a blessing, and now look what happened.
Right.
You must have done something.
Right.
Because Satan likes to get in there and divide.
Exactly.
Likes to bring that division well.
And he's the accuser
maybe
of the brethren.
And maybe if he or she had done this, that wouldn't have happened.
Right. Why did that accident happen to you anyway? Mm-hmm. What were you doing wrong?
Right. What's wrong with you?
Right. That condescending, holier than thou stuff.
Right. And, you know, Satan really uses that too.
Yes.
And anything he can do to shake our foundation. But you know what? Paul stood fast. Here,
yes.
We're preaching again. Paul stood fast and nothing happened. I mean, I'm sure he bound up the wound because I'm sure it was probably bleeding.
But he didn't swell.
He just believed God and went on his way.
He just went on his way.
And you know what happened is, first of all, those people wanted to call him a god.
Right.
But then news about this spread, he ended up before the head man on the island.
Yes.
The head man's father-in-law was sick. Father was sick.
Father, yeah. Verse 7.
Was sick.
Acts 28, verse 7.
Paul prayed for him. The man got healed.
Amen.
And then everybody on the island got healed.
I love this. In verse 9 says, Paul went to the old man's room. This is Publius, the governor of the island, his father. Publius actually took Paul and his companions, Luke and the whole gang, into his own home.
Right.
So Paul went to and dried them off. And it says that they were put up in fine style for 3 days. And so Paul goes to the old man's room because he was very, very ill with high fever and dysentery. And Paul laid his hands on the father, this guy, and prayed for him. And the man was healed. Word of the healing got around fast. And soon everyone on the island who was sick came and got healed. Everyone, it says in my Bible.
And these would, And these would be the same people that expected Paul to swell up and die.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, oh, great. There's like 10 sermons.
There's 10 sermons right there. I know.
But think about it. I mean, these are the people that were putting Paul down.
Right.
And were the ones that just, you know, said, well, you must have done something.
Right.
Justice is going to get you.
Oh, you're going to get it.
And then nothing happened.
Right.
And he went on his way. They were amazed. They were, I mean, big turnaround. Then all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, I got some things in my life that I need healed of. And they all came and they were all healed.
It says everyone on the island who was sick. Now, it wasn't a huge island. It was 20 miles by 12, but still, that's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bigger than a little small town sometimes. Everyone on the island who was sick came and got healed. That's huge. You mean God's not a respecter of persons? And some of these had to be ones that kind of were like expecting Paul to die and maybe had unbelief in their heart.
And may not have even been saved at
maybe
that
not
point.
Have been probably weren't saved. In other words, God does heal people who aren't quote unquote right with him. Absolutely.
And obviously, you know, the reason is
to show them
to
Jesus.
Show them Jesus. And
yeah.
I mean, and you can, and it's not in the scripture. This is kind of me.
Well, let's hear
one of my
you.
Slight
Go ahead.
Little additions here.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I can just imagine, you know, Paul just didn't say, okay, be healed.
Right.
I'm sure he said, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Okay. And when they got healed, they're going to want to know who this Jesus
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
You know, and God said, or, Woo. You know, Mark wrote in Mark 16, verse 20, and I do like the King James rendering of this
right.
because it has, and they went out everywhere, God working with, and then it's in italics, them
right.
confirmed the word. Well, that means that word originally is not in the Greek. So God worked with and confirmed the word.
Yes.
Anytime you pray the word, you speak the word.
Amen.
God is going to confirm it.
Yes.
I mean, you know, he talks about that again later on in the book of Acts, Hebrews chapter 2, how God confirmed the word.
Amen.
With
it's
signs
all about
and
the
wonders.
Word. Psalm 107, verse 20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. The word of God is the healer.
Amen.
And John 1:1, Jesus, it says there, Jesus, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's actually John 1:14. But John 1:1 says,
in the beginning
was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Now, this Bible that you read and you study, this is the word. And when you begin to act on what you see here, and Jesus was the human word walking around and declaring the word, the Father's will. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what's so great about Jesus. I mean, you know, he is God. He
yes.
was always God. He is God.
Amen.
And he says, I came to show you the Father. And
yes.
And so many people think, well, you know, they have this image of God and, you know, okay. And I have to quote something from the movie Jeffrey, but it's so true. They talk about your image of God, especially like me, was from the cover of the Broadway cast album of My Fair Lady.
Okay.
Where you have, it's the guy, George Bernard Shaw.
Okay.
Using like his puppet.
Oh,
hands, but he's this
okay.
big man with a big white beard.
Right, and a lot of us have
and
thought God looked like that.
That's what God
yes.
looks like.
Yes, right.
And most of us have this idea that the Father's up there ready to smack us.
Right,
every, you know,
exactly.
Give us a smackdown every time we do something wrong. And, you know, that's not it. Jesus said, I came to show you the Father. Did Jesus smack anyone down?
No.
No, he
not
confronted
once.
Sin. And he confronted hypocrisy
yes,
when he saw
did.
It. But not once. Did he smack anybody down?
Right.
He went about doing good and healing like
all.
Quoted before.
Acts 10:38.
All who were oppressed of the devil.
Yes.
And, you know, from the beginning of his ministry
yes.
to the end of it.
Amen.
He was healing. He was setting people free.
Amen.
He was ministering to all their needs, physical needs, but the feeding of the 5,000,
right.
and the feeding of the 4,000. Just ministering to people.
And he never once set them down and said, all right, there's why I'm not going to heal you, because you really don't have a lot of faith, or you really have done this and this and this. And because you did that, or because you know, have this going on in your life, I'm not going to heal you. It's not like that. He was full of compassion, full of healing virtue. Right. And he passed that on to us and said, right. you go do this same thing.
Exactly. That's what he told the disciples to do.
Right.
Even before his death and resurrection. And then he gave them further instructions after his resurrection.
Right.
This is what you need to do.
Exactly. We're going to talk more about that in just a minute. Bill, we are ready for The Healing Hand of God by Jeremy Camp.
I have seen the many faces of fear and of pain. I haven't watched the tearful plenty. From heartache and strain. So if life's journey has you weary and afraid, there's rest in the shadow of his wings. I have walked through the valleys, the mountains and plains. I have held the hand of freedom that washes all my stains. If you feel the weight of many trials and burdens.
distance from this world. There's freedom in the shelter of the Lord. I have seen the healing hand of God reaching out and mending broken hearts. Taste and see the fullness of His peace. And hold on to what's been held out, the healing hand of God. I've touched the scars upon His hands to see if they were real. He has walked the road before me. Just how I feel when you feel that there's not anyone who understands your pain. Just remember all of Jesus' suffering. 'Cause I have seen the healing hand of God reaching out and mending broken hearts. And see the fullness of His peace, and hold on to what's been held out. Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. He's near to the broken and confused. By His stripes our spirit prepared for you.
I have seen the healing hand of God. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I've got to say, Pastor Jim, I have seen the healing hand of God. We saw it this morning at Beacon of Hope, just Amen. Person after person coming up for prayer. I have seen the healing hand of God. I will tell you when I first saw it, and this brings me to my Aunt Donna, who we're going to pray for in just a moment, who I hope is listening today. My Aunt Donna called Friday night, and she's my dad's younger sister, and she is suffering from a very serious aortic aneurysm they just diagnosed on Friday. We're going to pray for her in just a few minutes. My Aunt Donna and my dad and their brothers and sisters had an uncle. He's no longer with us. He's with the Lord. His name was Uncle Fred. Uncle Fred would be my great uncle. And when we were missionaries in Guatemala and I was graduating from the eighth grade up in Missionaries Kids Boarding School, Uncle Fred and his wife, Aunt Delight, came to Guatemala and they were with us there ministering for a couple weeks. And he was an Assembly of God pastor from Fort Myers. A little wild and a little crazy compared to my dad. My dad was a little tamer than that. And long story short, after they came up for my graduation, actually, on the way from Huehuetenango, Guatemala, up in the mountains near Mexico, down to the capital city, we were driving this carry-all truck that the mission station owned. As we were going down around these gravel mountain roads around that circle, the brakes went out on that truck. And I was sitting in the back. My dad was driving. Uncle Fred was in the passenger side beside my dad. And my dad said, I have no brakes. We're going to go off the side of the mountain. There were no guardrails or anything. This is primitive, you know. And I witnessed my Uncle Fred lay hands on the dashboard in the front seat of that mission truck and command the brakes to come back on and command the devil to leave us alone right then. We could have all been dead right that moment, but God had a purpose for our lives. Well, of course, the brakes came right back, etc. We got to the mission station. Long story short, my dad was the director of the Bible school training pastors, and he was very busy. So in the evenings, he put me in the mission van, and I was 12 or 13, and I went every night for 2 or 3 weeks with Uncle Fred and some pastors from the Bible school in training. And we went to different villages and we had church. I have seen the healing hand of God, and that's why I'm on this radio right now. because I saw my uncle lay hands on people that were very, very ill, that were stretched out in stretchers, that were laying on the mud floors, that were sick, sick, sick. I saw my Uncle Fred lay hands on them and they be raised up and healed. And that is why I have seen the healing hand of God. Now, for my Aunt Donna, who I love so much and has always been so special to me, and I talked with her Friday night, she is very, very ill with this aortic aneurysm. Pastor Jim, we're going to agree in prayer. Give me your hand again right now for my Aunt Donna, my dad's sister. My dad's already in heaven, and I don't want Aunt Donna to join him yet. We still need her here for a while.
Amen.
And so, God, we take authority over this aneurysm in my Aunt Donna. We take authority over it in the name of Jesus. I have seen the healing hand of God. I have seen, God, how you heal people's bodies. I ask you right now to touch her heart, this aneurysm. In fact, Lord, I ask you boldly to dissolve it in the name of Jesus. And I speak the name Jesus over my Aunt Donna right now, the name that is higher than every other name, the name that is higher than disease or cancer or aneurysm or heart attack or anything else. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bring my Aunt Donna before you right now. She is yours. She told me Friday night, it's in God's hands. I have given it all to him. And so, God, we give it to you, and we ask you to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus.
Thanks, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Mark 16, Pastor Jim, let's go back there.
Okay.
Woo! Be healed, every one of you out there today. If you want special prayer, all you have to do is call in right now, 727-441-3000, or toll-free 866-826-1340. Mark 16, starting with verse 14. Pastor Jim, want to read it?
Yeah.
All right.
Afterward, he appeared to the 11.
Who? He. Jesus.
Jesus appeared to the 11 remaining disciples. This is after Jesus' resurrection.
Yes.
As they sat at dinner, and he upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen Jesus after he was risen. So the disciples
had a hard time believing
that Jesus was really raised from the dead.
Right, till he walked through those walls all the time.
Hello, here I am, shalom.
Here I am, right.
And he said unto them, Jesus said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Right.
He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick,
amen,
and they shall recover.
And they shall recover.
Not they might, they shall.
They shall recover.
And Jesus said, you know, this was his command. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to everything.
Exactly.
Everybody.
So that's his command to us, and we need to be getting this out. That's why we do this radio show. That's why now we just looked on our paper. This is show number 172 that Beacon of Hope has done on this station consistently every single week, absolutely live and consistent. Praise God. Is he on the air? All right. Lloyd Lacey, I want to talk to you. This is Joan's brother and my dear, dear friend from my church in Indiana. Are you there, Brother Lloyd?
Yes, I am, Marcia. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. And I tell you what, I'm blessed. Lloyd, it's just good to hear your voice. How are you and your dear wife, Cindy? How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. Cindy's at work right now.
Okay.
And I was just listening to the program, and I wanted to call and tell you and Pastor Jim that I appreciate you're praying for Joni.
Good.
This is pretty serious.
Yes.
But for Jesus, it's not serious.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He'll take care of that.
Exactly. And, you know, we're all in this together, this walk. You know, Lloyd, I've known you for, golly, 25 years maybe or more?
Probably a little more now.
Probably a little more than that, okay? And we've walked a lot together, haven't we? When Joan and Leonard lost their daughter, Joetta, to cancer so long ago, and so
I just lost my daughter a couple of years ago,
and you just lost your daughter Teresa. Yes, and we've walked through so much together all these years, and I tell you, it's such a blessing to me, Lloyd, to know that that we have each other. You know, we may not be in the same town anymore. We may not be in the same church anymore, but we have each other. You can pick up the phone and call me. You can email me. We can back and forth. The body of Christ, isn't that a blessing?
Oh, praise God. You better believe it.
You know, just like Danny wrote me this morning and said, this is what's happened to Mom, you know, this accident.
Yes.
And this is your dear sister, and I know you're so close to her, and you love her so much.
Yes. It's pretty hard. I had a brother, Steve. Of course, you remember Steve.
Oh, yes.
And he kind of went through the same kind of surgery a few years ago.
Okay.
And praise God, God brought him through it, and he's doing real well.
Great.
So he'll do the same thing for Joan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And he's still working on me yet.
Amen. We continue to pray for your eyes.
Yes, that's right. I'm still waiting for the healing, but it'll be here.
Exactly.
Like the song I sent you, I think, a disc here a while back.
Right.
Help's on the way.
Help's on the way.
help won't help tomorrow if you give up today.
That's right. And you're not giving up, brother. You're not giving up.
And praise God. And I just appreciate you guys. Listen to you every Sunday.
Oh,
I watch
praise
you on
God.
The internet, too.
Great.
And I record it down, and I've got a little player for Cindy to put up on her ears while she does her housework, and she listens to you on there.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's wonderful. You know, it's great to hear that there are people out there. We don't hear from a lot of people. You know, sometimes we do. We go in stages with that. There are seasons.
Yeah.
But it's so nice to hear from you. And Brother Lloyd, can I pray for your eyes right now? There's a huge anointing right now on the show. Is that all right with you?
Definitely, definitely.
All right.
Praise you.
I've got Pastor Jim's hand right now. Lord,
amen.
In the name of Jesus, we come before you with our dear brother Lloyd, and we ask you in the name of Jesus and by the power of that name and with the blood of Jesus all over him right now, Lord, we ask for that healing in his eyes that we have asked you for to manifest completely. Lord, we know you can do it. You are the healer. You are the one. And Lord, right now, we ask that even as we declare it now, that your healing virtue would flow through this program. It would flow through the words from our mouths and the faith in our hearts, and it would go directly to Brother Lloyd's eyes. And Lord, we expect you to do the work that we have claimed. We know it's done. It's a done deal. And Lord, now we just ask you for the manifestation. We've believed you for a while about these eyes and these problems that he is experiencing. And Lord, we want clear vision for Brother Lloyd, and we know you can do it. Lord, I saw a man healed of blindness in Honduras when we laid hands on him many years ago. I have seen the hand of God. And so, Lord, there is no distance in our praying, and we agree, Pastor Jim and I and Lloyd right now and others listening to this show right now, we agree in faith right now that Lloyd's eyes are totally manifested, the healing in them.
Amen.
And we praise you for it now.
Thanks.
In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, we thank you, mighty God. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, amen.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, and please, Lloyd, give Cindy our love and your whole family, and please call me Tuesday after, what time is Joan's surgery?
All right.
Whatever it is, please give me a call.
I'm not sure just what time it's going to be, but
okay.
We'll let you know.
Please
we'll let
do.
You know what's going on.
Okay, you guys are family to me, and you know it, and I love you all so much. Thank
Amen.
You for calling in, and thank you for that statement of faith here, and we just thank God for your healing, Lloyd.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.
Amen. Yes, it's coming. I'm waiting. It'll be here.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. It's here. We thank God for it. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you very soon. God bless you. All right. Pastor Jim, in Mark 16, we read that Jesus said to the disciples, these are some of the signs that will accompany believers. They will throw out demons in my name, and we do that. We cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. We do that. They will take snakes in their hands, and sometimes that means that awful things happen and that we have to take authority over those things. they might drink poison. They will drink poison, not be hurt. But I love this last part of this verse. And this is verse 18 of Mark 16. They will lay hands on the sick and make them well. And we believe that in the name of Jesus. Amen. We believe it. And it is, that is a powerful, powerful testimony to what God can do and is doing in people's lives.
Right. And it's what he's called us to do.
Yes. And so why don't people do that? Why don't they lay hands on the sick? Pastor Jim, why is that?
Well, I think fear has a lot to do with it. What if I pray and nothing happens?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's in God's hands.
Right.
God just commanded us to pray.
And that's all he told us to do.
We're obedient.
Exactly.
To that, and we do it in faith.
Yes.
We will see the healing
occur.
We will.
Absolutely.
He wouldn't have told us to do something that he's not going to back up.
And, exactly.
You know, that goes down to verse 20 there.
Right.
That they went out everywhere and preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word with
exactly.
signs following.
And he did what he said he was going
Amen.
To do. And we see that in the book of Acts, which we've been talking about in Acts 4, where they all got together in one accord and they prayed. And it says that they began to go out and the signs and wonders began
right.
to follow them.
Miraculous signs confirmed the word
that's
that was preached.
It. You know, we want the signs and wonders. This morning, the sermon, you know, I actually boldly sent out an email last night that said there would be a healing anointing today. Come and get your healing. And, you know, after I wrote that, the devil just beat me up there for a couple minutes and said, well, what if you're just not ready for that tomorrow? Or what if you're not, you know what I'm saying? Those thoughts came out. And I just rebuked those thoughts. And I said, no, God told me there would be a healing mm-hmm. anointing. It's like God told Paul that they all 276 would be okay. They would shipwreck, but they would live. And I had to stand on what God had told me. And yes, there was a tremendous
healing anointing
today. And that very first person that came up this morning for prayer, when she just began to break and cry and get the healing in her back and her legs, and it was just like, oh wow, you know, what is God doing? I've got to tell this little story because I was talking about Uncle Fred, and if Aunt Donna is listening to this, I want her to hear this one more time. Uncle Fred and I were walking through the mission compound in Chiquimula, Guatemala, and we were walking over to meet my dad in his office, I don't know, lunch or something. And these little beggars ran up to us, which was not an uncommon thing to have happen. And this one little boy, you know, they wanted money is mm-hmm. what they wanted, you know, which reminds me of Acts 3, you know, with the lame man at the temple, you know, he was saying, you know, give me some.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter
give
and John said, Peter said, I don't have any money. Silver and gold have I not, but what I give you is so much better. Be healed in Jesus' name. Well, we were walking through the Bible school compound, and I was only 12 or 13, like I said. And this little boy and this little group of kids ran up, and this one little boy had the awfulest face of gnats flying around his eyes. He had gunk coming out of his eyes. I can still visibly still see it. I can still remember it very plain. And his eyes were solid matted with this disease, this awful, disgusting thing. And the gnats were just flying around. And he looked up and was saying, and I was translating for Uncle Fred, that he wanted money, you know. And Uncle Fred did just exactly what Peter did. Uncle Fred had these huge hands. My grandpa and Uncle Fred, they were brothers, had huge hands. I mean, just like massive hands. They were big men, you know, over 6 feet tall. And Uncle Fred took these big hands and he laid them on the face of this little boy while I stood right beside him, translating for him. He was speaking in English and I was translating it into Spanish. And basically what Uncle Fred said was, be healed in Jesus' name. And when he, and I swear, God is my witness, and my Uncle Fred is now with God, so he can't verify this, but someday in heaven he'll say, yep, that was a true story. When Uncle Fred took his hands off of that little boy's face, not only were all the gnats gone, all the pus was gone, all the running junk out of his eyes was gone. I've told this story for years because I saw it. I've seen the healing
Amen.
Hand
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
What can you say? Except
what can
praise
you say?
God.
Praise God. If there's any of you out there right now that are sick in your body or in your emotional level and you're beat up, the devil's just beat you up, you are going to receive your healing now. This is a intentional song we're putting on here right now. Terry McCallum, who is an incredible worship leader, has written a song. It's entitled Heal Me. Now, it goes on. And, Bill, you're just going to have to watch me when I want you to cut it. We may just, if I do this, I just want you to keep it in the background, because I think that's probably what we'll do as we pray for people. Because as this song unfolds, we will at some point, we will pray for people that are sick out there today. And if you are one of those, we want you to stand in agreement with what this song says and receive your healing. It's a powerful song. Heal Me. Let's let God minister to each of us right now.
I need a brand new touch from you, my Lord. Heal me. Heal me. Let the gather here, there's many, many people with many, many different kinds of needs. We get testimonies constantly of miracles that take place in the worship atmosphere as His presence just sets upon us. He comes with healing in His wings. And right where you're at today, right where you're standing or sitting, if you need a touch from Him, I believe there is a healing anointing that He will release upon you even right now. So as we just sing this song a couple of times, would you just let faith arise within your soul and your spirit, man? Ask God to provide for you divine health from heaven to your soul or your body or spirit today. Sing it with me.
Oh,
praise God. I need a brand new touch from you, my Lord. Heal me. Wherever you are right now in Radio Land, no matter what country, what state, what town, where you are, God wants to touch you and heal your body. Let the fullness of your life now be restored, God. That's the words of that song. Let the fullness of your life now be restored. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we pray. Lord, we pray right now for every single person listening to this broadcast today, whether it's live or whether it's tomorrow on our website or 3 months from now. God, if they need healing in their body, if they need emotional healing, let this be the moment where they claim it in the name of Jesus. Lord, let this be the moment where they reach out in faith and say, yes, Lord, heal me now, God. I need a touch from you, a brand new touch from Almighty God. Some of you out there, I see it in the eyes of my spirit. I can't say who you are or wherever, but I know that you are emotionally beat up. You have been really drugged through the mud in some areas in your life. You have been emotionally just absolutely harassed and beat up. And God would say he wants to heal you right now. He wants forgiveness to flow in your heart, and he wants you to accept his forgiveness for anything and everything you've ever done that was not pleasing to him. Receive his healing right now emotionally for your broken heart. There are, just like the girl that walked up today at Beacon of Hope and stood there with tears rolling down her eyes and said, my heart is broken. And we began to agree in prayer for her. And dear one, you out there, and there's many of you, not one or two, but there's many of you that feel that your heart is broken. This is your moment to have God Almighty, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, touch you and heal your broken heart. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Reach out by faith and accept it. There are some of you right now that are beat up in your physical body. I see a stomach full of ulcers. I don't know who you are, but claim your healing right now. God wants you healed from those ulcers. I see somebody right now that is struggling with all kinds of digestive issues. It seems very hard for you to eat and digest food. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. I see somebody else right now that's got an esophagus problem. It tightens up on you. It's hard for you to swallow. You have a swallowing issue. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I see somebody right now with back pain so severe that it wakes you up in the middle of the night and it shoots down your leg and it from your hip down your leg. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Now is your moment of healing. I see somebody else right now with inner ear pain. You've been having trouble after trouble in your ears, and God is saying your balance is all messed up, and God is saying he's healing you right this moment. Receive it. Take it. He's taking care of it. I see somebody else right now that struggles with intense headaches, migraines, and God is saying that he is healing you right now in his precious name, by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. I see somebody else right now that's struggling with elbow pain. I don't know if you bruised it or if it's no, it's more like tendonitis. That's what I'm seeing in the spirit. It's more like tendonitis. You be healed in Jesus' name. Every bit of that elbow problem, you be healed right now. There's somebody that's got a severe knee issue. In fact, you've been told you have to have a knee rebuilt, and God wants to heal you right now. So receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it, receive it, receive it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, praise God, praise God, praise God. There's somebody out there right now who's been diagnosed with cancer, and God is saying, I'm healing your body. I'm healing your body. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. You could be, I know we have a listening audience that's over in Europe. You could be over there. I don't know where you are, but God knows where you are, and he's touching your body, and let him heal you right Amen. Now. In Amen. Fact, in Jesus' name, this is your hour and your moment of healing. Be healed. somebody else has lung issues, COPD. And you say, God can't heal me. I smoke so many cigarettes through the years. And God is saying, you know, forget all that. I'm healing you right now. Somebody out there with COPD, you are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. It is yours. You have it. Somebody right now with mental issues, bipolar disorder is what I'm seeing right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. That is for you. Take it now. It is for you. Praise God. And oh my. Oh, Holly's got an update. I just saw your list. I've had my eyes closed. I just now saw the sheet. Is she still on? Holly, give us your update. We're just about ready to cut off here, so give us your update.
A real quick update. My brother is still alive. He is through the surgery. The next couple hours is going to be critical, but there's hope.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Thank you, Holly, for that update.
Thanks.
Woo! Praise God. And we just see your brother Neil totally and completely healed in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
For all of you that just received healing, any of you that want to talk to me personally, the easiest way to do that is pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. I get your emails directly to my computer. I will answer you. pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com if you want prayer.
Amen.
And you know what, Bill, instead of doing our normal ending song, okay, I want to go back to the song we just did, which was whatever that track was. I think it was track six. Okay, I want you to start playing it right now very softly so I can talk over it, and then we'll build it, okay? As you can tell, we don't plan these shows. We just let God move. A final thought, Pastor Jim.
Just no matter what the need is, physical, spiritual, emotional, Jesus is there to heal you, to set you free, to bring you into his arms of love.
Yes.
And to touch you in whatever need there is.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't matter who you are, white, black, Asian, Latino, gay, straight, it doesn't matter.
And it doesn't matter if you've been
male, female.
Right. And I feel right now, there's just an anointing coming all over me right now. There are some of you out there listening that have been so hurt by church people. And God wants to heal you right now
Amen.
Of that brokenness.
Amen.
And just release forgiveness to those that have hurt you. And let's move forward and get in a Bible-believing church, in a church where you can worship God.
Amen.
And if you've been hurt by me at Beacon of Hope, I want you to forgive me and let's move forward.
Amen.
Because God has something for you that you have not seen yet. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm telling you right now, the power of God wants to heal you right now where you are. So allow God to do it.
Amen.
We want to hear from you. BeaconofHopeMinistries.com. You'll find out all about us. Join us if you're in the Tampa Bay area next Sunday morning, August 1 at 10 a.m. for Canaan Band and a powerful move of God. Bill, let's crank that up and let God minister to the people that listen. And we're going to go off the air with this. You've been listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you. Receive your healing right now. Take it. Praise God.
Represented here, Lord. We desire as your bride to be complete and whole, restored to your fullness, Lord, that you designed.